It's a very good morning to Angela from Bendigo Travel and Cruise. Morning, Angela. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
And you're very excited because you're off tomorrow.
I am.
Where are you going? Antarctica.
I am going to freeze my butt off in Antarctica, which is amazing. Heading off with a couple of girlfriends and we're doing an Antarctica cruise.
Is this something that's been on your bucket list for a while and you can now tick it off?
Do you know, it's been there for a little while, but I think my girlfriends were really keen to go and it sort of has heightened the sense of urgency about doing it. But it's kind of weird with, you know, here we are having such a hot spell here and I'm having to pack in ski gear and thermals and boots and warm jackets and hats and scarves and everything else. And I don't think I've got my head around actually how cold it's going to be.
You're going to find out very soon.
Very, very quickly. We're also doing an overnight camping on the ice down there as well. So we sleep out in tents on the ice with the penguins and everything around us and all the fur seals. So it's going to be extraordinary.
So tell me what you do in Antarctica.
So you do a cruise. So we're doing just a 9-night cruise from Ushuaia, so southern Argentina. And you go out in zodiacs and go and actually land on the ice and sit there and with the great big penguins and everything walking around. So you can do kayaking, you can do all sorts of different things down there, but it's really quite an extraordinary and really one of those once in a lifetime sort of experiences.
I heard a rumour that you've now, or after you've done this trip, you're going to have covered every continent of the world.
Yes.
Is that
all
right?
All seven continents once I get back from here, which is just quite extraordinary for somebody so young as myself.
Yes, absolutely. What's the number one continent?
Do you know what, Sean? I love them all for all different reasons. I think that's the beauty of travelling is you get something unique and special out of everywhere that you go. So they've all been great and it's quite a nice achievement to have conquered all seven.
So you're off tomorrow. How long are you away for?
Away for 2 weeks. Yeah, away for 2 weeks. So
fantastic.
I'll be looking forward to some warmth when I get home.
last week, John told us about all the places that you've been to, all your staff have been to this year.
Yeah.
This is one more for the list.
It is one more for the list, and yeah, I'll actually be the only person in the agency who's actually been to Antarctica. And I think that's the key, is we love travel, but we actually want to keep traveling and learning new things to share that personal knowledge with people as well. And it's really important.
And as we've said a few times, the good thing about it is that you can come in and see yourself or one of your staff, and no matter where the person wants to go to, someone will have been there.
That's exactly right. And it is, you know, it is really important because we've had a lot of people do Antarctica, but none of us have been. So I've got a lot of clients going next year and they're saying, right, when you're back, we're getting all the intel on, did you pack enough warm clothes? What else do we need? All of those sorts of personal experiences that you can then share. And it makes their journey so much easier and better as well.
Bendigo Travel and Cruise closed this morning, reopening next Tuesday the 3rd of January.
Yes, and Happy New Year, everybody.
Yes, have a fantastic trip, Angela. We'll speak to you in 2017.
Thank you.